The next section deals with bonds of cation. Cation is a form of insurance. The sheriff may require a financial guardian to find cation, or give some other form of security, whichever the sheriff thinks is appropriate. Cation is a form of insurance which will safeguard the adult from loss caused by any fraudulent or negligent actions of a financial guardian. If the court orders cation to be found, a financial guardian will not be able to perform the functions granted by the court until this has been done. The sheriff will state what other form of security, if any, is to be given. A financial guardian will not be able to perform the functions given to him or her by the court until the conditions governing security are met. Cation may be obtained from insurance companies at a premium set by and payable to the company. Please contact the Office of the Public Guardian for details of the cation companies. Where cation has been obtained and any other security is in place, the original bond of cation must be sent to the public guardian within the time limit set by the sheriff in the order appointing the financial guardian. If the bond of cation is not submitted on time, the public guardian cannot accept it, and only the sheriff has the power to consider extending the period for submission. The public guardian will not issue a certificate of appointment until such time as the bond of cation has been satisfactorily lodged. The bond shall be returned by the public guardian, and the public guardian will need to be satisfied that the guardian has met the conditions set by the court where any other form of security is ordered. It should be noted that cation is required to be renewed on an annual basis. The cost of the premiums can be taken from the adult's estate. Any increase or reduction in the amount of cation or security is a matter for the court or for the public guardian. The financial guardian will be notified of any requirement to increase or reduce the amount of cation where appropriate.